This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
I have a very special guest sitting in my hot seat today. Adam Murray is really an amazing CISO at Arctic Wolf. This guy has super experience in cyber, whether we talk about his work for the FBI, U.S. Army counterintelligence, and even fun stuff I love, which I started as a kid playing with writing my own code for video games. So he's been a video game developer. He knows a lot about computers and networks, and that's why he is at Arctic Wolf, where they do SecOps as a service. They do MDR and security awareness training. Amazing company, over 5,000 clients and growing. Awesome company. Going to be a great interview. Adam, welcome to the hot seat today.
That's great to be here. Thank you for that intro.
So yeah, tell me a little bit, what drew you to Arctic Wolf? I think you guys are 11 years old, like my media group, and we have a similar mission.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So when I left the FBI, I was a special agent there doing mainly cyber investigations. And when I left there, I went to a great company called Qualtrics. That's an experience management company. And it was great. You know, I got really good experience there building the security program. And then what attracted me to Arctic Wolf, I actually wasn't looking for anything else, but happened to have a conversation with one of the leaders, one of the vice presidents over here at Arctic Wolf, and just found out more about the mission and what they did and how they did it. And one of the things that really attracted me to Arctic Wolf is the fact that they were really trying to solve the security operations problem. So a lot of companies, organizations have tools. A lot of the things that they have, like email services, have security functions in them. But getting all of that to work together in a holistic way where you're actually providing the value of protecting the company or organization can be fairly difficult, especially for smaller organizations. And time again, when I was an FBI agent, I would have these small organizations call me up that kind of had no idea what they were doing or really struggling, very smart people, but security wasn't their thing. And what I loved is there's this organization, Arctic Wolf, that can go into really any organization of any size, small, you know, mom, pop, 10 people, all the way up to tens of thousands of people. But especially with those small and medium-sized businesses, they, you know, we make a huge difference. And I saw that immediately. And then when I heard that the mission was to end cyber risk, I just knew this was something that spoke to my soul, spoke to my heart, and was something I really wanted to get involved in. And you know, one thing led to another, and I ended up taking the CISO role here and have been really excited about it.
That is a wonderful mission, and really getting a step ahead of the threat actors in a world full of more cyber crime, more cyber terrorism, more cyber risk than ever. And what I've noticed is in the US, over 80% of GDP comes from SMBs, from small to medium-sized businesses, but most of them can't afford their own SecOps. Most of them can't afford you know, to build it all out themselves. And yet when they're targeted, they go out of business.
Yeah, absolutely. Having built security operations centers, it is time consuming. It is difficult. It's important work. And if that's what your organization needs, yeah, more power to you, work on it. But for pennies on the dollar and solving a lot of problems, like, you know, if you have a 4-person security operations team, and that might be, you know, right for company with maybe a couple thousand people or something like that, and you have one of those people leave, that's a fourth of your team gone. Everyone else now has to carry that burden. You have to use the extra time to find someone else. You got to build all the security expertise. But that's where Arctic Wolf comes in, is we can bring, you know, we have security operations centers all around the world that provide our services 24/7. And so we can come in and join with your internal team, whether that be one IT person with, you know, 50% of their job, they're the security person, or if it be a larger team, we can come integrate with that team, integrate with the tools that you already have, and begin to provide this world-class security services, security operations, so that you're only really looking at the things that are actionable and really having a robust security program. That's what we bring, and especially to those small and medium businesses, it can be a huge difference. Like you said, it could possibly be a company-ending event if you fail to capture like a ransomware attack in the first stages of the attack. If you let it go, that can really be a huge problem for companies, not just reputationally, what we think of with the larger companies, but literally functioning a company. They can't bring in the revenue, and then they default and, you know, have a serious, serious problem, existential. And that's one of the things that we can come in and help address.
Yeah, and I'm hearing that cyber insurance carriers are getting more expensive. They're adding more exclusions. They're saying that acts of war, cyber warfare. So let's say, you know, you're American Airlines, you get hit by the Russian government. Oops, your insurance carrier is not going to help you anymore. If that happened to a small business, they don't have the kind of wherewithal that American Airlines has to handle the breach and the remediation and all the issues related. So really outsourcing or co-piloting with Arctic Wolf Security Operations Cloud and your concierge delivery model sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we can work hard to help paint a great picture of a security program to help people not just, you know, have cheaper insurance possibly, but even to get it. These days, it's very hard because, you know, all these insurance companies rushed into the cybersecurity market a number of years ago. And then that ransomware surge came and they were starting to have to pay out and all these problems. And that led to more and more requirements from the insurance companies. And I understand what they're going through. This is a really difficult challenge. We don't have, you know, hundreds of years of actuary tables for this. So they're having a hard time trying to figure out who to insure and who is safe. And we can be part of that equation, joining, partnering, like you said, with our customers to make sure that they have, especially on the security operations side, a really great program. And then you mentioned our concierge model, and that is a model where we, you know, assign named people to each client. And it doesn't matter if the customer has, you know, four people working there or 40,000, we assign you a named resource that you can reach out to. It's your concierge security team. And they not only help you with setting up the security operations platform so that, you know, you have everything looked at, but they can also take you through what we call a security journey, which is where those folks proactively look at your environment, interview you about it, do scans, and then help you improve that environment over time. Things as simple as changing some settings in maybe your Microsoft 365 or finding, you know, infrastructure you didn't even know you still had and getting that spun down. That's what that concierge model can do for all of our customers and really helping improve the value. At the end of the day, what we want is more security, better security, and that's what we help our customers get.
Whether it's major zero-day vulnerabilities or exploitation, you know, the Log4j, the MOVEit, and other things, we're seeing our operating systems and our software stack under attack every day. Do you help all the way to the endpoint, and how do you do that? Is that the MDR offering?
Yeah, so we help with the full stack of any client's whole environment. And so we are tool agnostic, where we can go in and whatever you already have for AV, EDR, whatever you have with firewalls, whatever you have for email filtering, whatever tools you have, we can get that information. We bring that telemetry into our platform, and then we deliver that to our, you know, triage engineers, our concierge engineers, who can look at those alerts and help you work through them. We even have devices that we can drop into on-prem networks to look at the flow traffic. So we're not missing anything. We're not just getting the alerts from tools, but we're actually looking at the traffic itself and running our detection engine across that. And that's another key point here, is that our detection engine is not just driven by, you know, threat hunting and the type of things we know to look for, but we actually use all of our customers, and we can use attacks that we're seeing across all these different verticals and customer sets. And I'll tell you, we have enough customers now that if something's happening in the world, if there's a major kind of attack, like you mentioned, like the MOVEit or Log4j, we're going to see it. And then we can immediately use that information, that intelligence, to apply that detection across all of our customers through our platform. And so it kind of gets this herd immunity, or at least herd detection, to attacks that could be coming from anywhere. So we really do look at the full stack and then use the whole system to help protect itself.
So I'm going to get the ability to have global threat intel in real time to really get one step ahead of the next threat. And I could be a small, you know, doctor's office or a small healthcare provider or insurance company or a credit union and take advantage of the power of Arctic Wolf with global operations at a cost I assume I can afford.
Yeah, exactly. It is quite affordable, and we especially work with the size of companies. But yeah, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get world-class threat intelligence that, in the case of, if it's in our detection engine, it's immediately put in there. But if it's something like, hey, you know, A vulnerability has just been announced. It's being exploited in the wild, and it's on this type of firewall. We get bulletins right out to our customers immediately saying, not only this is what, you know, digesting the information, this is what it is, this is the threat. And if you have any of these versions or these, you know, levels or this particular model, you're going to want to patch that immediately. And oh, by the way, here are the instructions to get that patched and fixed. We get those bulletins out within hours, sometimes less, of these things being announced and discovered. So yeah, that's all of what you're going to get with the package that comes with our security operations.
Now, with the global economy and budget cuts and things, I think first you're affordable for SMBs, but wanting to have a co-pilot is probably more important now than ever for global CISOs, even in Fortune 500. When they're having layoffs or they're having issues where they can't find the help, do you find that's an opportunity for Arctic Wolf to continue to grow and explore new opportunities and even bigger enterprise clients?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have large enterprise clients right now. And that's exactly what it is we bring our 24/7, 365, incredible, you know, around the world security operations center, and that threat intelligence, and we bring that and work alongside of large corporations. So they may even have their own security operations team, but now they have a partner that can do a lot of the triage of kind of those normal alerts that come through, things that, you know, that team doesn't need to sift through anymore. They just know what's going to come from the Arctic Wolf service is going to be actionable. That's our value proposition. When we send you a ticket, it's going to be something that you either need to look into. It's scary enough. Oh, we need to verify, is this bad or not? Or immediate action needs to be taken. And so all of that can be handled by Arctic Wolf. And then that leaves your team that you have there, your own employees, if you have a security operations center, that leaves them at that like next level, that tier two, that tier three level, that threat hunting level, where they can really go and dig in, do the deep dive investigations based on stuff coming from Arctic Wolf, or maybe based on something else that they see. And they can be focused on that and let these other things that are coming directly from their tools or in their network be detected by Arctic Wolf. And together, it's a much better security outcome, much better security value than they would just be able to provide themselves. And we can do it, you know, for cheaper than if they have to hire all these folks and get them set up and, you know, make sure that when someone leaves, they hire a new person. We can handle all of that much, much cheaper than they can do it on their own. And I know that because I've done it myself, and I you know how we work with clients, and we can do it much more efficiently.
Speaking of clients, without naming any, do you have any anecdotal stories you could share with our viewers and listeners on some of the things you've done to get clients a step ahead of the latest threat actors?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, and I'll keep these a little bit high level just to make sure we protect the identities of the customers and things like that, because we are, you know, very, very concerned with their security and their privacy. But pretty recently we had a situation where, and this is one of our sort of entry-level triage engineers was looking at a login that looked strange. It was from a location. So it was a, you know, strange location login. They looked at that and thought it was a little bit weird, and then just started to dig. And through the connections that they were able to make and through our platform, you know, and the AI that we have on our platform, they were able to bring together all this correlation and look and think that, you know, it was highly likely that there was an account takeover. And then what they were able to do was, you know, pass that up to other engineers who were able to look in and then immediately reach out to the client. And what the client was able to see was able to verify that, yes, it was an account takeover. And then that account had downloaded some malware, and there was live ransomware encryption happening in the moment. But because that triage engineer had done the extra work and drawn those connections, we were able to get ahead of that within about 20 minutes of what was happening, which then allowed, and, you know, our concierge engineers were able to talk to the customer and help them figure out, you know, kind of what to unplug, what to disconnect from the network to stop that encryption from happening, and just encapsulate it in one area. And we're able to get ahead of that ransomware attack and really actually kind of make it not a successful attack at all, but do this within minutes. And it was pretty incredible. And it was, you know, we have a place where we can post security wins internally that people can see. And so this was one that was celebrated that was really quite successful. And we have things like that that happen all the time. And a lot of them, we don't even know. It'll be like, hey, we send a ticket. Who knows what the attacker could have done if they hadn't been caught early. But that was one where we just saw their intention and were able to get in front of that ransomware attack very, very rapidly.
Adam, that's a fantastic story. By the way, is there anything else you'd want to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't covered about Arctic Wolf?
Well, just one last thing. I know there's probably some of your viewers who are in the cybersecurity space or wanting to get into work into cybersecurity. And Arctic Wolf, we are hiring. We, the security operations centers, we have 500 plus, I think, operators around the world right now. And we are growing and expanding that team. We always are. One great thing, another great thing I love about Arctic Wolf is we take people often from atypical backgrounds in cybersecurity. So people like myself, video game developer, or, you know, we have people who are teachers who maybe came from the trades all over the place. They get a little bit of training themselves, show that they have a big interest, show that this is something they're passionate about. And then we have a great training program internally. So we bring people on like that, you know, as maybe, you know, provisional analysts, we train them and then they become incredible operators. But then also we have, you know, positions at all levels, managers, skill to tier three, you know, level three, level four engineers, but at all levels, we have openings for people. So I would say, come see if you want to join this great team and help with our mission to end cyber risk.
That's awesome. Adam Murray, you are the Chief Information Security Officer of an amazing company, Arctic Wolf, a company that can really help us optimize our security posture, our security awareness, and a force multiplier so we can get one step ahead of the next threat. Thank you so much for an awesome hot seat interview. And then folks, check out arcticwolf.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.